Joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Chef Robert Brunet, or as we know him better, Chef BB, owner of Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen, also a big part of the Restaurant Association, very active in the group. Chef, welcome to Afternoon News, sir.
Thank you, Ted. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's good. It's good that you're here. Honestly, I don't know how else to say it. You're in the fight with so many other restaurants. You're getting some help, and you are also helping to coordinate some of these efforts from the Restaurant Association locally and at a state level. Is that right?
That is correct. It's a lot of effort for a lot of people, but we're keeping the wheels turning here at Mama Pearl's, and there's many restaurants here in town who are providing what we feel is an important service to our customers, and that's just to stay open and keep providing them with the food they're used to. And it gives them a sense of calm and familiarity that is very important right now.
Now, Chef, you've done some fairly extraordinary things in order to keep that family of yours together, because you've got a group of roughly 30 people that work for you at any given time. You've got about 8 people on staff at any given shift right now. Is that right?
Well, it's not really quite that many people at any one time. We're only keeping 3 or 4 people in the restaurant at any one time. We mm-hmm. want to minimize the number of people in-house, as well as try to keep our labor costs down so we can keep this thing moving forward. But several weeks ago, we did have nearly 30 people working here, and unfortunately, we've had to furlough a great number of them, but we are expecting to bring them all back once this gets behind us. But we are doing our curbside pickups, our deliveries, and we're even considering possibly doing some grocery store style services as well.
Yeah, and you, one of the things that you've done, which speaks to your selflessness, especially at a time like this, you're a guy that came through a giant hurricane not too long ago, so you know how this works. You've been helping to feed your employees when you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's really all about nurturing and support, and that's what we do in the restaurant business. And we try to make sure that all of our employees know that they still have a job here, that we are providing. We've actually been providing some meals to some of the medical facilities through one of our employees who is also a nurse. And wherever we can help, we try to do the best we can.
And one other thing to add to that, you've been spending some time doing short videos at other restaurants who are still open and still in the fight. That's you stepping out of your role as marketing and advertising guy for Chef Cajun Mama Pearl's, and you're now in that game and helping other people to keep their names at the fore.
Well, you know, being on the board of directors for the Restaurant Association, I work with a lot of other individuals around Colorado Springs who are like myself. This is not just a big corporate operation. This is our livelihoods. This is how we feed our families. And this is a job that we all love, and we love to help each other. And I think what's most important right now is that those people who are still in the fight, as you put it, are helping each other. And I have taken it upon myself and feel very compelled to go out to other restaurants and make these videos so that people know who is open, what they're offering, what the quality of service is, how easy it is to continue to support those restaurants and still be able to provide great meals to their families on a regular basis.
And that is the key. That is the message that needs to just be repeated over and over again, that you are open for business, as are many of your colleagues in the restaurant business. You are offering a means of delivering that wonderful food that all of you have, curbside, you know, takeout, all of the things that you can do over the phone, and you're keeping it as touchless as you possibly can so that there
Absolutely.
Is that safety factor involved, as are, again, all of those colleagues that you're working with. So, you know, you got your client's best interests at heart. They, in turn, supporting you, keep all of you going. And that gets everybody through until this thing dies down and we can get back to business as usual.
Well, the message I've really been trying to convey to people is that we all have to be heroes for each other. There's no magic bullet. There's no Superman is not coming. You know, we have to be heroes for each other and help each other through this. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same situation. We pray for each other. We support each other. We really try to do the best we can to keep everyone at ease and know that they are valued and that they are cared for. And it's a great time to make those phone calls you've been putting off. You know, call someone you know that you haven't spoken to in a while. Let them know that you're thinking about them. That makes a huge difference, especially for those who are in quarantine.
And I think this is a perfect place to leave this one, Chef Beebe, or Robert Brunet, owner of Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen, hanging in there, fighting the fight, working with the restaurant associations to keep our favorite places open and afloat. We appreciate you, Chef.
Thank you, Ted. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll be here.